It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Friday, December 26th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Minnesota Vikings officially knocked the Detroit Lions out of playoff contention yesterday with a 23-10 victory on Christmas Day. Vikings forced 6 turnovers. They sacked Lions quarterback Jared Goff 5 times, and Minnesota safety Harrison Smith had an interception and a sack. The Vikings would clinch it on a jet sweep to wide receiver Jordan Addison. He would score on a 65-yard touchdown run. Vikings have now won 4 straight as they improved to 8-8 on the season. Rookie quarterback Max Brosmer struggled again in his second start for Minnesota, going just 9 of 16 for 51 yards. Detroit's loss clinched at least a wild card spot for the Green Bay Packers, so the Lions officially out of the playoffs. Packers are in, and the Vikings will host Green Bay coming up next Sunday on January 4th. Also last night, Bo Nix would run for a touchdown, throw the go-ahead touchdown to R.J. Harvey as the Denver Broncos would win in Kansas City 20-13. Nix finished with 182 passing yards, helping Denver bounce back from last week's loss to Jacksonville. Kansas City struggled offensively with third-string quarterback Chris Olvidokun. The former South Dakota State Jackrabbit threw for just 66 yards. He was 13 of 22 and did throw for a touchdown. Denver can clinch the AFC West division on Saturday if Houston defeats the Chargers. Dallas quarterback Dak Prescott threw for 307 yards and 2 touchdowns as the Cowboys beat the Washington Commanders 30-23. Dallas would score touchdowns on their first 3 drives, jumped out to a 21-3 lead. Prescott also tied Tony Romo's Cowboy record with his 4th season of at least 30 touchdown passes. Washington, they played without their top 2 quarterbacks, went with 3rd stringer Josh Johnson. The Commanders have lost 10 of their past 11 games. Denver's Nikola Jokic set an NBA record with 18 points in overtime last night, leading the Nuggets over the Timberwolves 142-138. Jokic had a double-double with 56 points, 16 assists, and 15 rebounds, while Jamal Murray had 35 for Denver. The Nuggets now improved to 3-0 this season against the Timberwolves. Anthony Edwards had 44 for Minnesota, but he was ejected in overtime. 3 college bowl games later on today. It begins with the Sports Bowl in Detroit. That'll be Northwestern and Central Michigan. That'll be noon on ESPN. Minnesota takes on New Mexico at the Rate Bowl in Phoenix. That's at 3:30. And then later on tonight, it's the First Responder Bowl in Dallas at 7 o'clock between Texas San Antonio and Florida International. More sports online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.